The Last Years of the Naturalist and Physician Friedrich von Berchtold at Buchlov Castle. Count Friedrich Wschemir Berchtold, 1781-1876, allegedly became interested in botany in Regensburg, thanks to Count Caspar von Sternberg, whom Berchtold visited on one of his sightseeing trips after completing his medical studies. Berchtold was originally a physician in Tuchapi, near Tabor, although he soon abandoned his career as a doctor to enable him to devote himself fully to botany and travelling. During his botanical expeditions to various parts of Bohemia, Friedrich von Berchtold discovered a number of plant species, which he then reported to Jan Svatopluk Pressel and his brother Karel Boschevoy. The involvement of the Pressel brothers led to the publication of the first complete Czech book of flora, Květena Česká s poznamenáním lékařských, hospodářských a řemeslnických rostlin, The Flora of Bohemia with Notes on Medicinal, Economic and Artisanal Plants, in 1819. Berchtold's support for the growth of Czech natural sciences is evident in the fact that he not only contributed his own botanical finds to this book, but, together with Caspar von Sternberg, also helped to fund the publication of this work. Berchtold's botanical expertise, his knowledge of economic plants, come to the fore in 1820, when he and Jan Svatopluk Pressel co-wrote the famous work O prirozenosti rostlin a neb rostlinage, on the nature of plants or the plant breeder, a book on the characteristics of plants and how they are used for economic, medicinal, and artistic purposes. He helped to fund the first volume of the book and the first issue of the encyclopedic journal, Krok, which was also edited by Jan Svatopluk Pressel. Berchtold continued to take an interest in economic botany, and in 1836, together with the botanists Wenzel Benno Seidel, Philip Maximilian Oppitz, Johann Gabriel Pfundt, and Franz Xaver Fieber, published a book entitled Ökonomische Technische Flora Böhmens, The Economic Technical Flora of Bohemia. Another of Berchtold's significant publications is his work on potatoes, dating from 1842, Die Kartoffeln, Solanum tuberosum, deren Geschichte, Charakteristik, Nutzlichkeit, Schädlichkeit, Kultur, Krankheiten etc. mit ausführlichen Angaben ihrer industriellen Anwendung. Potatoes, Solanum tuberosum, their history, characteristics, utility value, harmfulness, culture, diseases, etc., with detailed information on their industrial use, in which he presents a variety of perspectives on the importance of this plant, and to a certain extent, follows up on the history of potatoes as written by Count Caspar von Sternberg. It is interesting how both Count Berchtold and Count von Sternberg had clear ideas of what the patriotic, the future national, museum should look like. Of the two concepts, Sternberg's version was eventually adopted in 1818. After the museum was established, Friedrich von Berchtold became one of its first honorary members and also dedicated his Czech herbarium to the museum. Count Friedrich von Berchtold was passionate about traveling for the whole of his life, and this was linked both with his further studying and collecting natural material, as well as organizing excursions to world exhibitions, London 1851, Paris 1853. He was attracted by destinations such as Switzerland, Germany, and the Netherlands, as well as Palestine, Egypt, and Asia Minor. In 1846 to 1847, he accompanied the Viennese traveller, Ida Pfeiffer, on her journey around the world and travelled with her as far as Brazil. With his passion for botany, Count Berchtold also brought home from his travels some exotic tree species, which can still be found in the Chateau Park in Buchlovice. Natural sciences and ethnological exhibits from remote countries now form part of exhibitions at the National Museum and at Buchlov Castle, where Count Berchtold resided during the last years of his life.